The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. I've missed you so much. Only talking to you once a week is so whack sometimes. I just want to talk to you all the time. But if you're new here, hello, welcome to the show. Happy to have you. If you don't know, which I don't know how you don't unless you are new here, I'm an Aries. I talk about it all the time. My name on TikTok is Little Baby Aries. And the day I'm recording this is the first official day of Aries season. I'm an April Aries, so it's not my birthday quite yet, but it's coming. My birthday's April 4th. And as much as I love there being a day dedicated to me and I love the attention on me and all of that, as I get older, I struggle a little more with my birthday and with the idea of getting older. I did an entire episode about my birthday last year, and then like the year before that, I did an entire episode on aging if you want to listen to those. But today I want to talk about getting older, the negative connotations that come with it, the internal conflicts that you deal with, and I just want to talk through my thoughts and my experience lately. My thoughts might be all over the place, so we'll see how this goes. We'll get through it. But yeah, let's get into today's episode. Obviously, my birthday's coming up, like I just said, and to me, birthdays as an adult, especially as someone in their late 20s, have become very uncomfortable. It's definitely a different feeling associated with it in comparison to celebrating your birthday as a kid or as a teen, or even how I felt in my early 20s. I used to be so excited for my birthday and count down the days to my birthday, like my birthday couldn't come sooner. I loved the attention. I loved waking up to my phone being flooded with texts. I loved seeing who would come out of the woodworks to wish me a happy birthday. I loved having a reason to celebrate. I loved celebrating the day with my family and my parents. I loved the gifts. I loved dressing up, just everything that comes with your birthday. And when my birthday would come around, I wasn't so focused on the number. Like, it wasn't important to me unless it was a super exciting number. I was turning like 18 or 20 or 21. And even then, when there was a big birthday like that, it was exciting. I was excited to turn 18. I was excited to turn 21. But the reason I was excited to turn those numbers is because there was something positive coming out of being 18 or being 21. You know, 18, you become an adult and you get to do things like buy lottery tickets. And 21, you can finally buy alcohol and you can get rid of your fake ID. There was an incentive to turning those numbers. And it was cool to turn those numbers. It was exciting for not only me, but the people around me. But as I've gotten older, I've noticed that there's almost this shame attached to getting older. I used to be so excited to have my friends like get me the number balloons and show everyone that I was turning 21 or 22. But when I reached 25, I started shutting down and being like, maybe I don't want to vocalize how old I am. Maybe people don't need to know how old I am. Like, when I did my birthday shoot for 25, I felt uncomfortable posting those photos and telling everyone like, hey, I'm 25 now. I was definitely ashamed of reaching that number. I almost felt like me getting older and me being 25 took away my value. I thought people would see me and value certain things about me. And then when they realized I was older than they thought I was, the value of me would decrease for them. When we were younger, like I'm talking childhood, we start building this imaginary timeline of when we grow up and when we do certain things. And I think a lot of people associate 25 specifically with being a full-ass grown adult. That's the number people start thinking, okay, maybe it's time to have an actual career and be making more money, and I should be getting engaged or getting married, and I should be buying a house, and I should be having kids, and I should be doing all these things that real adults do. And I need to stop doing all these things that people in their early 20s and in their teenage years do. Because we have this engraved in our minds and have this imaginary timeline. So we form conclusions of how we believe someone should act at a certain age and where they should live at a certain age, what they should be doing at a certain age, what they should look like at a certain age, and who they should just be in general at a certain age. And if you don't fit that specific criteria, there's something wrong with you and you're being judged super hard. I also think that people have this idea that once you hit your mid to late 20s, you turn into a fossil and you no longer relate to the things that you once liked to do. Like everything that you've always done, everything that you've identified with is no longer yours. And if you do want to still pursue it, you're weird for that because you shouldn't be doing things or enjoying things that you did when you were in your early 20s or in your teenage years. Like I've always loved doing content creation, but someone might look at me and be like, you're turning 27 and you're posting TikToks, you're posting videos online. Like you're not supposed to be doing that. Like you're supposed to be having a family. You're supposed to be getting married and buying a house and being a corporate girly. And because I'm not, there's something wrong with me. People might look at me and think, what are you doing with your life? And it's crazy to me because why should I stop doing all the things I've always enjoyed doing and throw away all my dreams and aspirations to become something that you think is the right thing to be in your late 20s? Why do I need to throw away everything I've worked so hard for and everything that makes me happy to become that corporate girly, to become that wife, to become that mother, when I don't want to do that? It just seems like people want to categorize people into groups and try to place them into boxes that make sense to them rather than just allowing people to be who they actually are. Like, why am I being separated from my friends that are basically the same age as me, but just because we're not the exact same age, I'm being talked to differently and looked at differently than my best friend who's 24 because I'm turning 27. It's no longer cute or fun for me to post those TikToks, and it's not cute or fun of me to express my opinions. It's no longer cute or fun for someone my age or someone in their late 20s to be going out and partying and doing what they've always loved doing, all because we've gotten older. It reminds me of that lyric from Nothing New by Taylor Swift where she says, how long will it be cute? I'm not going to sing it for you, sorry. Where she says, how long will it be cute? All this crying in my room where you can't blame out of my youth and roll your eyes with affection. Imagine I just bust out singing. That would be bad. But I know that she's kind of talking about something different there. Not really, though. She's kind of talking about the same thing. But that makes me think of how I feel where all these things that I've done when I was younger that I want to do now, but when I was younger and I was doing it, it was cute and fun and normalized and even encouraged. And then because I've gotten older and I do that now, I'm demonized for it or I'm embarrassing for doing it. It's interesting to me because I feel like there's this shift from being a 20-something year old teenager to a 20-year-old something adult. Like when you're in your early 20s, and you fuck up, people are like, it's okay. Like, this is your time to experiment. You're supposed to fuck up. You have your whole life ahead of you. And then when you're in your late 20s and you fuck up, people are like, what are you doing? Like, why don't you have your life together? Why don't you have a job? Why haven't you moved out? Why aren't you doing all these things that you're supposed to be doing in your late 20s? Like, you're behind. And they don't have the same sympathy for you. There's this shift from being a 20-something who's just figuring it out and exploring, and then being a 20-something who doesn't have it figured out and is failing. Obviously, I can't speak for everyone, but I have definitely gone through periods of time in my 20s where I have this feeling of never being good enough. In my early 20s, when I was working at my last job, working at a school with much older adults, I was never respected. I was always looked at as the younger coworker. And because of that, I was talked down to. I felt dumb a lot of the time because they spoke to me like I was stupid and like I knew less than them. And I just didn't fit in. There were so many times where I would think, I can't wait until I'm in my late 20s because I won't have to deal with these kinds of comments. I won't be talked down to. People will respect me more. Part of me thought that I would still be at that job, and I think that's part of the reason I was thinking that way. And I thought that those older adults would look at me as their equal rather than just a young girl who happens to work with them. But then I got older and I didn't feel any more respected even after I left that job, because I realized even though I'm getting older, I'm still younger than older adults. So they're always going to talk down to me like I know less than them. Like I'm just a young girl who doesn't know anything about life. But to add on to that, I also have people who are younger than me talking to me like I'm an old freaking geezer about to enter into a retirement home. I remember a couple years ago, I hung out with new friends who were a couple years younger than me, like maybe 2 or 3 years younger. We met through social media and we're hanging out, and I put on this like old 2000 song that me and my friends who are like the same age as me, would listen to when we pregame or when we go to parties. And I put it on and I was humbled so quickly by these two friends. They're like, "What is this? Oh my God. Like, this is so weird. Why do you listen to this?" Making fun of me for liking it and knowing it. And it was just a very weird moment. And it had me thinking like, oh yeah, I am ancient. I am old as fuck. Nice. Noted. Although I realized that I was always going to be looked down upon older adults, no matter how old I get, there was still a part of me who thought if I worked hard enough and proved myself, my success would be acknowledged. Especially the past 2 years, I've worked harder than I've ever worked in my entire life. I've done everything in my power to build this podcast and make a career out of it. I've reached milestones and goals that I never thought were possible. And even with all of that being true, I still haven't been given the respect I thought I would be given by older adults. And from that, I realized it's almost like when you don't do well, when you fuck up, it's so quickly criticized and pointed out. But when you do good, it's minimized and not pointed out at all. Like if I didn't go to college and I didn't get a job and I wasn't working really hard and trying to do something with my life, people would be like, "What are you doing? You are such a failure. You're throwing your life away." But when I do really good and I surpass everyone's expectations and I'm making good money and I'm just doing well in life, no one cares. It's not pointed out. It's not celebrated. And if it is celebrated, it's not, "Oh, you're doing amazing." It's, "Oh, you're doing so good for your age. You're doing so good for a 20-something just figuring it out," and not, "You're doing so good as a human." And I know that wordage shouldn't really matter because they're still complimenting me, but it feels like they're still talking down to me. Like they have to make sure they still keep me in a box to let me know I'm still not doing as great as they are or as great as people older than me. I still have to work harder to get to their level. And that's something that I've picked up on as of lately. People love throwing out backhanded compliments. I've always received backhanded compliments. It's just kind of how it is when you're a woman. But lately, I've been getting so many relating to my age that it's actually insane. One really repetitive backhanded compliment is, "You look so good for your age. Oh my God, you look so good for 26. Oh my God, you look so good for 27. You look so youthful." I met this photographer while I was on a business trip, and he was a little bit older than me, like 30. And when I told him my age, he was like, "Oh wow, you must have the good genes. Like, you must have the good genes like me. Like, we're so youthful." And jokingly, I was like, "Well, because I am youthful, that's why I look good. Because I am young, that's why." And again, it might not seem like a big deal, and it might seem like I'm just fixating on how they're wording the compliment, but it makes me feel like I'm not beautiful or I'm not pretty, and I'm only that because I'm a certain age. If I looked the way that I did now at 20, would I still be beautiful? Or would you tell me that I have too many wrinkles and that I look too old for my age? Because so many women right now, so many women in their early 20s are getting that. People are attacking them right now saying they look older than millennials and they look so old for their age. instead of just focusing on what we look like and who we are, it's that plus our age, and our age determines the way people view us and treat us. Like I just said about doing so good for your age rather than doing good in general, if I was doing what I'm doing right now at 50, would I be receiving the same type of compliment? Would it be, oh my God, you're doing so amazing for your age? Or would it be, wow, what you're doing is excellent. You've done such an amazing job building this. Why does the fact that I'm in my 20s take away how hard I've worked? Why do I get less credit because I'm younger? Why do I get less credit because I'm older? Why do I get less credit for just being the age that I am? The reason it bothers me is because your age is being attached to your worth. It overrides what you're doing and who you are. I can't just be praised for being myself or for succeeding or for struggling. My age always has to have the final say. It has the final say in how people are perceiving who I am and what I'm doing. Like, I don't want to be complimented if it follows with something about my age, because what does my age have anything to do with my beauty? What does my age have to do with how funny I am or how smart I am or how capable I am? I can go on and on about that, but before I get lost on a tangent, I want to talk about beauty standards. The reason it bugged me so much that comment about me being youthful is because I am quite literally youthful. Like, I am still in my youth. I am still young. I've only been alive for 27 years. My brain just developed fully 2 years ago. There is such a warped perception on how we're supposed to look, and also this fear of showing that we're aging. And the reason we're all so scared of looking like we're aging is because whenever there is any signs of aging, we're criticized for that, and it's pointed out, especially in women. People see stretch marks on their body, they see creases in their skin, they see a number on the scale go up, and immediately they think they're doing something wrong, or that they're not pretty anymore, or they look so old, and because of that, they think the value of them goes down. And to avoid that, they go to extremes by excessively working out, dieting, restricting what they eat, buying every skincare product they see on TikTok. They go and get cosmetic surgeries. They get filler. They do all these things that they think is going to make them look better and make them look younger and make people think better things about them. I would consider myself a pretty confident person, but there is times I go on TikTok and I go on Instagram and I see girls who have perfect skin, who are super skinny, and their skin is super smooth. And I compare myself to them and I think about when I was in my early 20s and when I was a teenager and I looked like that too. And my mind immediately jumps to, I'm not any of those things anymore because I'm older. And because I'm older, that means I'm uglier. And because I'm uglier, that means I'm less of who I used to be. And obviously that's not true. And I have to tell myself that over and over again and tell myself that I'm lying to myself. And that type of thinking is so flawed because the truth is, it's not realistic to have the same body that you did when you were a teenager or when you were in your early 20s. Your body is going to change. In the past, I want to say 2 years, I've noticed that my body has changed a lot, and my legs have gotten bigger and my hips have gotten wider. And I don't know if this is true or if it's a myth, but it makes sense in my head. And my boyfriend has said this before, and my parents have said it, that a woman's body changes, especially in your late 20s, because your body's preparing to carry a child, even if you're not pregnant, even if you're not planning to be pregnant. And it makes sense that your body does that. And if it's true, it's like, well, duh, obviously it's going to happen. And I can't blame my body for that happening. I should be grateful that my body's helping me out there. And even if it's not true, don't tell me it's not, because in my head, it makes me feel better about it. But your body is going to change as you grow. It's not a bad thing. That's just part of your journey. That's just your body, and that's what it's supposed to look like. It's not realistic to go online and compare yourself to people because of what their body or what their face looks like and how it's different than yours, when you have no idea what it took for them to look that way, whether they're using a beauty filter, if they have makeup on, if they have filler, whatever it is, or they just have different genes than you. You shouldn't be upset that you have smile lines and that model you follow doesn't, when she very well could, but she edited it or she got filler, whatever it is. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to alter your body. There's nothing wrong with wanting to alter your photos, but there's also nothing wrong with your body showing signs of aging. There's nothing wrong with your body showing signs of life. There's a trend on TikTok right now where people ask, how old do you think I am? And I have yet to see a video where the comments are just being kind to them. I would say almost every video I've seen of someone asking that, the comments are saying they're like 20 years older than they actually are and telling them that they need to wear sunscreen and wear moisturizer and stop dyeing their hair and stop doing their eyebrows a certain way, especially younger girls. Like, I've seen girls who are 19 and in the comments people are like, you look like you're in your late 40s, you look so old. And I know that girls are asking for them to comment on them and give them their opinions, but at what point are we going to ask ourselves, are we being ridiculous? Just because someone doesn't have filler or doesn't have the beauty filter on and you could see wrinkles when they're expressive and they have smile lines from smiling and they have cellulite doesn't mean they're ancient, doesn't mean they're expired. Something that I've been super insecure about is the lines on my neck. And I was talking about that with my friend who I've been friends with for so long. And she was like, Ashley, you've literally been insecure about that since middle school. Pointing out the fact I've had these marks on my neck since middle school. And her reminding me of that kind of brought me back down to earth. Like, just because I have these markings on my neck doesn't mean that I'm rapidly aging. It's just a part of my body. And if I had those at 11 years old, that just proves that wrinkles and markings does not equal old age. And also, all these things on our bodies that people want to associate with old age doesn't equal ugly. These things aren't ugly. These things are what everyone has. But people are hiding them because we're afraid of people pointing them out and criticizing them. The thing that's so frustrating is signs of aging should be respected and honored way more than they are, because it's proof that you're living. Like, I would be concerned if I didn't have smile lines and crow's feet and all these markings I have in my body, my face naturally. With how expressive I am, it would be shocking to not have those things. You don't fold a piece of paper and then expect there to be no evidence of creasing or folding. It's expected because of the action of folding it. There's going to be evidence of you living. Also, imagine telling your grandparents or a person who's 100 years old that you feel old, that you feel like you're not beautiful because you have wrinkles and you don't look like an airbrushed model. They would either laugh in your face or actually be offended, because to them, you're a baby. Something that people don't understand is just because you get older doesn't mean your soul changes. You're always going to feel like your teenage self, your 20-year-old self, your 30-year-old self. So if you were to go to your grandparents and say, oh my God, I feel so old, I'm so ugly because I have these wrinkles in my 20s, they're going to be like, babe, I wish I was still 20. I still feel 20, even though so many years have passed. You should be grateful that you're experiencing this part of your life right now, because one day, if you're lucky, you'll be their age looking back, wishing you looked the way you do right now, wishing you were doing all the things that you're doing right now. You're going to look back wishing you had more time like you have right now. You quite literally have the rest of your life for whatever it is that you want. If you were to tell someone in their late 80s, 90s, 100, if you were to tell them that you feel lost and you feel like you're never going to figure it out, I'm sure they would tell you a million stories of all the times they felt the same way but ended up okay. Being in your mid to late 20s is not the end of the world. It's not the end of your life. It's the ending of a chapter. You're closing out your 20s, but you still have your whole life ahead of you. It's quite literally the beginning of your life as an adult. These fears of the future and not knowing what you're going to do, or the fears of not meeting society's beauty standards, all go out the door when you realize tomorrow isn't promised. You were scared of not being able to buy a house in 2 years, but the reality is you're lucky if you even have another 2 years. You're stressed out because you woke up and you noticed a new stretch mark on your body, but you forget that you're so incredibly lucky that you woke up being able to notice that. Nothing is promised, and that's why it's so important to be grateful to have the ability to experience those struggles. They're good problems to have right now. And you're the youngest that you'll ever be. I guarantee in 10 years from now, you're going to look back at a photo or video of yourself right now, and you're going to laugh at the fact that you thought you weren't beautiful or that you were fat or you were these things that you tell yourself all the time. And you're going to wonder, why was I so mean to myself? Why did I think these things about myself? I was so beautiful. I was so teeny tiny. Like, I was gorgeous. Why was I such a bully to myself? And in the same moment that you ask yourself that, I guarantee you're still talking to yourself the same way. I guarantee you're still pointing out those things about yourself. And the cycle continues where you'll continue to be mean to yourself. And then in another 10 years, look back at the moment and be like, why was I so mean to myself? I look back at photos and videos of myself all the time. And I'm like, was I delusional? Like, was I okay in the head? Like, why was I looking at myself in a mirror thinking I had to lose weight or I had to change things about myself? Like, I was gorgeous. Why couldn't I notice those things about myself in that moment? And the reason that you feel that way is because in that moment, you weren't focusing on all the great things about yourself. You were focusing on all these things that other people had, and you were comparing yourself to those people. And the cycle will continue until you break it. 2 years ago, I was nervous to turn 25 because I was scared of aging, but aging continues to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. And now I'm turning 27, looking back and being like, wow, I really thought 25 was old. And as I approach another year, as my birthday comes, I realize that birthdays are a celebration for a reason. You're celebrating life. It is a privilege to live another year. That's all the number is associated with. Your birthday is not a determining factor of how much or how little you've done. It's not a ticking time bomb. It's not a way to determine how pretty you are or how old you look. It's literally just a day to appreciate another day of being you and a day for people around you to celebrate the fact that they have the privilege of having you in their life. This is something I definitely have to remind myself over and over again leading up to my birthday. I think birthdays are hard in general. I've spoken about this so many times. I have an entire episode about this last year. I think it's called Hot Girls Cry on Their Birthday. But when it comes to my age, I'm just trying to remind myself that the only thing that my age means is that I have successfully gotten through another year despite all the bullshit. And it's a day to celebrate how strong I am, how hard I work, and just more opportunity to make my life the way I want to live and spend time with the people I want to spend time with and just live life to the fullest while I have the time to do so. I'm also trying to get better at speaking up for myself when people do make those little comments or backhanded compliments about my age. Like, in the nicest way, I'll be like, babe, I'm literally a baby. Like, I'm still a baby. I'm so hot. Especially when the person is being mean about it. Like, people on TikTok, little keyboard warriors talking about my age or trying to make people feel bad about things that they do at their age. I'm gonna be like, girl, I could literally be 90 years old and I'd still be hotter than you and funnier than you and cooler than you and just better off. Like, you could never, and you know that because you're projecting those insecurities onto me. And that's not my problem. Anyways, that was good to get off my chest. I feel like it's good to have discussions like this just to get my thoughts out there and to have people who maybe think the same way that I do or feel the same way to feel a little more understood, or even people who have never thought about this or don't think about this to hear this and be like, oh shit, yeah, Ashley's right. Or maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Ashley, shut the fuck up. You're not right at all. I don't know. But with that being said, that is everything for today's episode. I will see you next Monday. Next Monday is going to be my birthday episode. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do for that yet. I kind of want to do something fun, like maybe a truth or drink or just like some kind of birthday celebration vibe. I don't know. Okay, so we'll see. I'll see you for my birthday episode next week. If you're not already, make sure to follow my socials, my Instagram, my TikTok. Everything's linked in the show notes. Make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review. If you love me, if you love the show, it helps me out so much and I appreciate it so much. And that, I think, is everything. Okay, I love you, besties. I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.